Okay, today we're going to learn Dav Vav Amud Beis. We left off right in the middle of a conversation where Rav Ashi Amar on the top line of Dav Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara just said that Rabbi Papias had reported that once they had a para that was a carbon shlamim and the para gave birth, and he said that they ate the para on Pesach, and then they didn't eat the vlad until the following chag. So the Gemara wanted to know, well, why didn't they eat the vlad right away on Shavuos? Pesach, I understand, they couldn't eat it because maybe it was still too young to be shechted and eaten as a carbon. But why didn't they at least eat it on Shavuos? So the Gemara had given one answer that maybe they didn't eat it on Shavuos because maybe it was sick on Shavuos. Rav Ashi Amar Maiva Chalnu Vlad Shlam B'Chag D'Ketani. Chag HaShavuos. No, when it says that they ate it on Chag, that's what it means. They ate it on Chag HaShavuos. The Idach and Rav Zvid, who didn't want to give that answer, Kol Hechad Tani Pesach, Tani Atzeres. Whenever Chag is, whenever Shavuos is referenced in the context of talking about Pesach, we always call Shavuos Atzeres. We never call Shavuos by just the term Chag when we're also mentioning Pesach. That once three regalim pass, it's a violation of balta acher each and every day that one does not bring the korban, that he had promised. We said whether it's a bechor, whether any other type of kachim, kivon shavra aleim shana below regalim, once a year passes by, even if three regalim have not passed. Or regalim below shana, or three regalim have passed, even if a whole year has not passed. Over b'val ta'acher, you've already violated b'val ta'acher. So says Mar, why is that a problem for Rava? Where is that at all a contradiction to anything Rava said? All Rava says is that once b'al ta'acher kicks in, it remains in effect indefinitely. Remains in effect each and every day. So Rav Kahana, manda kamosiv shapir kamosiv. So Rav Kahana said that the one who asked is asking very well. Itaka is a problem for Rava because michta tana alave kamahader. This tana the Braisa is looking for all the yisuri lavin that one can possibly violate by delaying his neder. Well, if you really want to find an easy one, listen b'chol yom v'yom over beltach. And instead of saying, oh, you can have a lav if a year goes by even without the regalim, or if the regalim go by even without a year. Instead of saying like that, why don't you say better? Say you could have a lav every single day if you allow three regalim to go by. The Idach and Rava would answer, Tana the mikveh b'lav kamahader. The Tana was looking to say every type of situation where an Isra b'al ta'achar will take effect. B'lav yisere lo kamahader. He was not looking for how many lavin one could violate. He's saying, Achinam, you could violate a lav every single day. That's not what the Tana was looking for. He was looking for what's the earliest time that the lav could actually take effect. Gufa, the Braisa had said, Echad Bechor, actually before the Gufa. Let's make a main point out of that. Rava's Mechadesh, that once three regalim pass, you violate Bal Ta'acher each and every day. Says Gemara Vaitu. Now, we had mentioned in the Braisa, Echad Bechor, Echad Kol HaKachim, Kivan Shavar Aleim Shana Below Regalim, Regalim Below Shana, Over Bal Ta'acher. That if either three regalim pass or a year passes by, one is in violation of Bal Ta'acher. Bish lama regalim below shana. I can imagine such a case where regalim passed by without a year passing by. Mishkachs, that happens all the time. If you start, let's say, on Erev Pesach, so as soon as Sukkot is over, it's only been 6 months, but all three regalim have passed by. El shana below regalim heich mishkachs. But how do you have a whole year pass by without having all three regalim pass by? Well, if you hold that one is only in violation of Bal Ta'acher if the three regalim pass in order, so then I understand very well how you could have that. Let's say you took the neder sometime between Pesach and Shavuos, you're not going to violate Bal Ta'acher until after not that Shavuos, but the next Shavuos in the year after that. I'm sorry, the next Sukkot in the year after that, because you need Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot to go in order. So you have to pass five regalim in that case. So I understand that you could have a whole year go by without having the three regalim pass by Kisidron. Elaman delesle hechem shkachsa, but if you delesle Kisidron hechem shkachsa, but if you hold that you don't need the regalim to go in order, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, in order for it to be a violation of Bal Ta'acher, how do you ever have a year go by where three regalim didn't come and go? So it says more bishlam al Rebbe mishkachsa. According to Rebbe, I understand, because it could be that 12 months passed by without three regalim, very simply, bishanu muberes, if it was a leap year. Titania, because we learned in a brisa, Shana Tamima, Rabbi Omer, Mona Shalosh Meil Sushish Machamisha Yom Kamini Mosachama, that when it says a Shana Tamima, the Torah talks about by an Ir Mukafas Choma, that that any houses sold can be redeemed for 1 year, so it means a solar year, not a lunar year, 365 days. Then no, it's 12 full months, v'minisabra shana, nisabra lo, and if the an extra month is added in, those extra days are for the benefit of the mocher. So during that entire time period, the guy who sold his house in a walled city is allowed to redeem his field for the whole 13 months. So essentially what we're saying over here is there is a separate halacha, that if you sell your house in a walled city, you have 1 year to buy it back, and if you don't buy it back within that 1 year, then it's going to belong to the person you sold it to indefinitely. So what is a Shana Tamima? How do we define the 1 year? So Rebbe said we define 1 year as 365 days. But Chum disagreed. They said, no, we define 1 year as a Jewish year, as a lunar year. And if it happens to be a 12-month year, it's 12 months. If it's a 13-month year, it's 13 months. So just like by Batei Ari Choma, Rebbe holds 365 days is the definition of a year. So too by Bechor, the same is going to be true. The definition of a year is going to be 365 days. So it doesn't change in a leap year. So therefore, Mishkachas Lali Rebbe, you could have such a thing that a year will go by without three regalim going by. To Akdisha, if you were Makdish, the animal initially, Basar Chag HaMatzos, right after Pesach begins. To Chimata Shili Adar Basra'a, Shonamalia Regalim Lamalim. Because 365 days later, you have not yet passed the Pesach. You have not yet passed through an entire Pesach, because it's still going to be sometime in the middle of Adar Beis, 365 days later. Elo the Rabbanan Hechim Shkachsla. But according to the Rabbanan, we're back to our original question, and that is that the Braisa had said that there's such a thing, that there exists such a concept, that a year will go by without Regalim going by. If you hold that the definition of a year is whatever the Jewish year is that year, whether it's 12 months or 13 months, how can a year ever go by without Regalim going by? So the Gemara says, Kidetani Rav Shmaya. It's like Rav Shmaya said, Atzeres, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is on the 50th day of the Omer, and doesn't really have a calendar date, Pa'amim Chamisha, Pa'amim Shisha, Pa'amim Shiva, can sometimes be on the 5th day of Sivan, sometimes on the 6th day, sometimes on the 7th day, because it's 50 days after Pesach, but sometimes Nisan is Malay, sometimes it's Chaser, sometimes Iyar is Malay, sometimes Iyar is Chaser, so Shavuos could theoretically land on the 5th, 6th, or 7th days of Sivan. HaKetzad, how does that work out? Shnei Himalayan, if both Nisan and Iyar are 30-day long months, so then Chamisha, then Shavuos is going to be on the 5th day of Sivan. Shnei and Chaserin, if both Nisan and Iyar only have 29 days, so then Shiva, then it's going to be on the 7th day of Sivan. Echad Malei ve'echad Chaser. Shisha, if one is Malei, one is Chaser, either Nisan is Malei and Iyar is Chaser, or vice versa, then Shavuos is going to land like how we have it on the 6th day of Sivan. So you could have such a thing where a year goes by without all three regalim going by. For example, if Iyar and Sivan are Malei, and Shavuos falls on the 5th day of Sivan, and you take a neder the day after Shavuos on the 6th day of Sivan, the following year, on the 6th day of Sivan, three regalim have not yet passed, because Shavuos that year, the following year, may only be on the 7th day of Sivan. So that's how you could have a year go by without the three regalim going by. So main point over here, the Gemara has three suggestions of how a year can go by without three regalim passing. Suggestion without the three regalim of Bal Ta'acher passing. Suggestion number one was, if you hold that the regalim have to go kisidron, that they have to go in order. Suggestion number two is, if it was a leap year, and you hold that we define year based on 365 days. And suggestion number three is that since Shavuos can change from 1 year to the next, if Shavuos was on the 5th day of Sivan 1 year, and you took a neder on the 6th day of Sivan, and it fell out on the 7th day of Sivan the following year. So up until this point, the Gemara has been explaining the Braisa, how it could be that a year will go by without three regalim. However, we already mentioned on Davdalit Amid Beis that kivan sha'avra lav shlosh regalim over baltacher, that as soon as three regalim pass, you violate baltacher. And over there, we didn't mention anything about a year being playing a role in baltacher. It was all about regalim. So it must be that the Braisa and Daf Dalid assume that there's no such thing as a year going by without regalim. So man tana de paligale de Rav Shmaya, who's the tana of that Braisa that holds that there's no such thing as a year going by without regalim? Achirimu. It's Achirim who disagree with Rav Shmaya, because they hold that you can't have Iyar and Sivan both being Malay or both being Chaser. It's always, Shavuos is always going to land on Vav Sivan, because there's always one of those months is Malay, one of those months is Chaser. D'tanya, Achirim Omrim, Ein Bin Atzeres Latzeres. There's no difference between the Shavuos this year and Shavuos next year. Ein Bin Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah El Arba Yom Bilvad. In terms of the days of the week, they're only going to be off by 4 days. That if Shavuos falls on Sunday, then you know next year it's going to fall on Thursday, because they hold that all the months are always set as either Malay or as always alternating between Malay and Chaser, and that will always leave you with a 4 day discrepancy in a regular year. But if it's a leap year, Chamisha will leave you with a 5 day discrepancy. So it turns out, according to Achirim, you always have one Malay, one Chaser, so you're never going to have both Nisan and Iyar being Malay, nor will you ever have both Nisan and Iyar being Chaser. By Rabbi Zeira, Yoresh Mao Bebaltacher. Rabbi Zeira raises a new Shaila. Is a Yoresh in violation of Baltacher? Someone inherits his father's korban that the father was obligated to bring. Kisidor Neder Amarachmana V'Halo Nadar. Do we assume that only the one who took the Neder violates Baltacher and the child is not the one who took the Neder? Odilma Vasa Shama Vivesim Shama V'Hamichayev. Or whoever comes to the Beis HaMikdash is one that has to bring the korbanos that he has in his possession, and the child now has this korban in his possession, so it is his problem. So that's the shaila. Tashma, the Gemara says, let's bring a raya from a braisa. Detani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia taught the following. It says in the pasuk lo sa'achot l'shalmo kidroshi drushen Hashem elkecha me'imach, and that's the word we're focused on. Me'imach. So the Braisa Darshan's Me'imach, it sounds like only the one who took the neder has to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Prat liyoresh, but not the yoresh, not someone who inherited it. So Gemara says, can you really learn from that word? Hai Me'imach mi bailei zelak shechupeya. We already use Me'imach, and we mentioned this in Daf Hei Amud Beis, to teach us the din that you violate Bal Ta'achar when you fail to give lakat shechupeya. So you can't use Me'imach to tell me about a yoresh. So kribei imach ukribei me'imach. Two separate drushes, one from the word imach and one from the extra mem at the beginning of the word imach, me'imach, to tell us that yoresh does not violate bal ta'acher. Boy Rabbi Zeira, so let's actually make a main point out of that. The Gemara proves that a yoresh does not violate bal ta'acher on his father's carbon from me'imach. Boy Rabbi Zeira asked a different shaila. Isha mahi bebal ta'acher. If a woman delays in bringing a korban that she took a neder to bring, does she violate bal ta'acher? Why not? Mi aminan halom chayva b'riya. Do we say, well, a woman doesn't have a mitzvah sasei to go for shalosh regalim? So it says yira'e called zuchurcha explicitly in Chumash that only the males. So since a woman is pata from riya, maybe she should be pata from bal ta'acher as well. Odil maha isa b'simcha. Or maybe we say, since a woman is mechuyev to go to Yerushalayim for a different reason, because she has a mitzvah of simchas haregel, and simcha can only be fulfilled by eating the meat of a korban shlamim that they bring on Yontif. So she's got to be in Yerushalayim, because she's got to eat the meat of a korban shlamim, so maybe that would be enough of an obligation for her to go in order to violate bal ta'acher. Amar Abayi, but typically the isab simcha. So Abayi says, I don't understand the suffix. Of course she's chayiv to go to Yerushalayim because of simcha, and therefore memela, she's in violation of bal ta'acher. In fact, does Abai really hold a woman as chayiv in simcha? Isn't Abai the one that says that it's the husband's obligation to be mesameach the wife? She has no personal obligation in simcha. So it says, you're right. Abai was speaking on it to Rabbi Zeira within the construct of what Rabbi Zeira himself would hold. I mean, Rabbi Zeira himself, who holds that a woman has a mitzvah of simcha, he would necessarily also hold that a woman could violate bal ta'acher. The halacha is that bechor, that a firstborn animal has to be eaten within its first year. Actually, before we get to the Bailhu, next main point is that if you hold that a woman has a mitzvah of simcha on Yantif, then she too violates Bal Ta'acher. So now, Bailhu, the Gemara raises a shaila. Bechor me'emesai mon lo shana. When do we count that year for a bechor from? Abayi Amar Misha Shenolad. Abayi says we count it from the time that it is born. That we count the year of a Bukhar from the time that it is born. Misha Shenolad. Rav Achabar Yaakov Amar Misha Shenira Lahartza. From the time that it could first possibly be brought as a carbon, which is the eighth day after it's born. Velo Pligi, and it's not really a machlokas at all. Ha bitam, when Rav Acha says you count from when it could first be used as a carbon, it's talking about a bechor that doesn't have a mum, and it's omei l'hakrava, that's why you count from when it's ra'oi for that. And ha bibal mum, and Abayi who says that you count from the time that it's born, it's talking about a bal mum, which cannot be used for hakrava anyway, and is going to be shechted outside for coming to just eat it as regular chulin, so that year you would count from the Leda. So, frankly, Gemara, but wait, Balmum, mi matzi achile? Are you allowed to eat a b'chor Balmum? Is that true? You're allowed to is a Balmum, are you allowed to shech the Balmum? Not are you allowed to eat it. Are you allowed to eat it as soon as it's born? Don't you need to wait the minimum 8-day period for a Balmum also? Meaning, why is it that if the animal is a tam, so you start counting the year on day 8, because that's when it could be brought as a carbon. But if it's a Balmum, you don't start counting on day 8. That implies that you could, you start counting at birth. That implies that you could eat it already at birth. And says Gemara Dekim Lebe Shekalu Lo Chadashav. Yes, if you know that this animal is a full-term birth, then you're allowed to eat it, and has a mum, then you're allowed to eat it even before it becomes 8 days old. So therefore you start the clock on the 1 year that you have to eat it as soon as the animal is born. So the final main point over here, a bechor can be eaten for 1 year, for only 1 year, if it's a tam, that year counts from day 8, when it could first be brought as a karban, and if it's a balmum, that year counts from the time of birth, when it can already be eaten. Be'ezus Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Tanu Rabbanu.